Get up in the evening feeling like Craig Thompson. Yeah. Grab my laptop, set up my mic, I'm gonna rant and rave some. Before I record, grab a glass of Coke and Jack. Cause when we begin recording, I know I'm not refilling that. Talking, previewing all the games, analyzing stats and plays, laughing, poking fun at names. Jeremy reads and quotes Phil Steele zine, pulling up numbers and reads, starting to get a bit off topic, see? What? Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the games not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're biased against your team, and we make that clear. Don't get paid, don't ever fade, cause we're already here. Talk about hoops and football, cause we got all the swagger. Sometimes guests come on the show, but we never have Mick Jagger. All the writers cramping up. Matt's throwing his arms up. Kyle's got all the funny stuff. We go until SBN shuts us down, or the Mountain West hunts us down. Mountain West shuts us down, nobody's gonna shut us down. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Welcome back to the last Mountain West Connection show here. Jeremy Moss, along with Chris Hondris, per usual.
It's Tuesday night Maction.
It is Tuesday. Oh, why do I not have my Mac on? I have stupid elections on my TV tonight. Jeez, what am I doing?
Get elections. It's Maction.
Sorry.
There is nothing more American than watching a traditional Maction game on a Tuesday night in November.
What if you're watching
nothing.
The American Conference in America?
I'm not even sure if the American Conference is very American.
True. This is a show, MWCConnection.com, Mountain West Connection on Facebook, MWC Connection on Twitter. Hopefully my voice stays here because I just recorded the basketball show a little bit ago with our good friend Matthew Bain, so check that out as well, previewing the league and how Sports Illustrated is a chock full of dummies for their basketball predictions. But this is football. And being Tuesday night, we are recording a bit earlier than normal because that's the schedule we have. And like some people say, hey, we're not professionals, so we got to squeeze in time where we can get it. Let's start the playoff. Even though the weekly rankings are pretty ridiculous, am I correct on this for the playoff committee?
Absolutely.
Because I made a good point. I forget who I was listening to. I think it may have been the guys from Chip Patterson and Tom Fornelli from CBS Sports about how since they really want to value conference champions, how will it come out to be if, say, whatever, the Pac-12 South team beats, for the last spot, beats Oregon, like Arizona State? Are they going to get in and they jump from 8 to 4? So there's a lot of stuff that still needs to go on, but our focus is the other end of the playoff, not even playoff, but the other end of the spectrum. Getting to New Year's Day Bowl, but we don't know who it is. There's nobody ranked. They're gone.
You know what we're going to have to use?
What?
BCS rankings.
BCS rankings? Is that what you said there?
Yes.
What do you mean by BCS rankings?
Well, because at least they ranked all 128 teams.
So I need to get the gang back together, the Collie Matrix, Jeff Sager, and those guys?
That would be the most accurate way, because obviously the committee's not ranking mid-majors.
Here's this.
Just to let you folks in, yeah. They did not rank us with East Carolina losing. They did not rank a single mid-major this week.
Correct.
And yet, a mid-major is guaranteed a slot in one of the New Year's Bowls. Conference champion.
Only requirement. Conference champion.
highest ranked conference champion.
Sure,
but if none of them are ranked,
but how do I know who's highest ranked if there's no ranking for the highest team?
Well, and that's the thing. Coin flip. Let's go into this right now. Who's
6-sided dice, 5-sided dice?
Who's your top four? Who's your top four mid majors right now? Who would be claiming that spot?
I actually posted moments ago that it's like if you ever read Matt Hinson, who I will always refer to as Dr. Saturday. He puts together it's probably gonna be up tomorrow, maybe tonight. He takes his time to write some lengthy stuff. But like, here's the pecking order, and I struggled to go five deep. In fact, I stopped. Right now it's Marshall, just because they're undefeated, and that still takes a large skill set to go undefeated. Because if it's easy, everybody would do it, right? Boise State is number two because they are in the best conference outside of the group in the Mountain West. I still think that's slightly better than the AAC because the Mountain Division is quite difficult. You got East Carolina who could still win the American. They got Cincinnati this week. And then, unfortunately, it's Colorado State coming up 3 or 4, and 5 I put nobody. There could be somebody else, but unlikely. The reason CSU is 4th is because they're not in position to win the conference, and that's a requirement, and that's who I have. Do you have any different order than I?
No, absolutely. And I actually would rank Boise State ahead of Marshall, but that's my own personal bias.
I think overall
the Mountain West, the teams Boise State has played, will obviously strength the schedule into account. Marshall has gone undefeated, and that is really what counts for Marshall. And even with that slip up to Florida Atlantic last week or 2 weeks ago, I personally think Rice is kind of looking scary up here on November 15th. Marshall versus Rice, that's a game to circle, especially for Mountain West fans who are hoping that either Boise State or Colorado State gets it.
There's that, and then also La Tech is sitting there undefeated in league play. They don't play, but they could play in the conference title game.
Absolutely.
So there, that you got that going on. And we'll get to the preview show, but this is – I just looked at this, and I kind of – I assume you agree with me. This is kind of fascinating what I brought up to you before moments ago.
Oh, yeah.
How we've seen how the Mountain West has been pretty chaotic this year. But looking at – we went through – because first I'm asking, who would be the fifth option? And we mean a realistic option, not whoever. Georgia Southern's ineligible because they are in transition. They probably would be my number five team just because they're 7-2. But they have a star next to their name. Does that mean they're bowl eligible? So did I do that incorrectly?
Maybe.
I'll look at this later, but that was my understanding. It says they're bowl eligible. Maybe they are. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe they'd be my 15, but I doubt it because nobody's
– Maybe bowl eligibility let up last year.
Maybe that's the case, but I still wouldn't put them fifth because Sun Belt schedule, not that good. They lost to Georgia Tech and NC State. So, but here's what I was getting at. There's a real possibility East Carolina won't win the – they already have two losses, so they lose the third, they're done for sure. And they could lose Cincinnati. That X off the American Conference. They're done completely. I think you told me before the show you believe ECU's done as well, right?
Yep.
Okay, they're out. Marshall loses any game, they're out.
So I've got – I got the lowdown on Georgia Southern.
What's up with that? Am I mistaken, or
this is actually thanks to Chad Kripe of the Idaho State.
I think. Okay. I think I know what it is, but go ahead since you have it in front of you.
So, where was I reading? Yes, Georgia Southern currently leads the Sun Belt at 6-0. Eagles, however, are ineligible for a bowl game as make the transition from FCS to FBS. Through on December 7th, though, Georgia Southern could be bowl eligible if there are fewer than 76 bowl eligible teams.
Okay.
That Georgia Southern would be bowl eligible. In other words, Eagles would go bowling before any 5-7.
Yeah, because there are other exceptions. Or 6-7 if they – like UCLA did that 1 year and they lost in a big – or Pac-12 title game. But would they really – here's the thing. When they're bowling out, that's great. I hope they do go to a bowl game because they're playing quite well. That means their last pick. They're not going to hold a spot open in the Fiesta Bowl. Would they?
If they have the highest rank.
If you read that properly, they're only eligible after if there's not 76 teams. That means they have to go see who's eligible first. Then they get to pick.
Right. Well, by December 6th, you're going to know exactly who's bowl eligible and not, because each team will either be 6-6 or 7 or 5-7 and everything like that, even before those final rankings come out to determine the college football playoff in the New Year's Six.
Okay. So if there are 76 – technically there has to be – yeah, there has to be 76 total, including them, to get a spot.
Yes.
Because that means there will be 75. So would you put them fifth? Or I think I'd still leave them out just because
– I would put them fifth.
You okay? Fifth, but if that okay, but let's.
It shouldn't come down to fifth. We should, by the end of week 16, we should know who the clear mid-major will be.
Not if there's not one ranked the week before in the.
Not if there's not one ranked, and this comes back down to the committee. So this comes back down to the committee. They're not ranking. There's going to be a point where they have to rank Marshall if they're still undefeated. There's going to be a point where they keep having to rank Boise State and Colorado State if they keep on winning.
They need a phone call from the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, South Carolina, who for years put Duke number 25 just because. Leave that spot open, because that spot
– that was a Spencer Hall move of the college preseason rankings, where they said number 20 – was it 15 through 23 is reserved somewhere for Boise State. Doesn't matter.
Yes, exactly. I remember that. It was
mandatory Boise State. My point is,
your point's not wrong. If they're going to have a team ranked, because if you look at the rankings, only bowl tie-ins, besides hating bowl tie-ins with the playoff now, especially with the ACC having a stranglehold on the Orange Bowl, Clemson, I believe, isn't Clemson at the moment.
Clemson's sitting at 21st.
And they are in the Orange Bowl.
West Virginia's sitting at 6-3. They're 23rd.
No. I'm not talking about the ranking, but I mean their bowl affiliation. Clemson is plugged in the Orange Bowl because Florida State's in the playoff. And the ACC, no matter what's getting their team in there, and their league is so craptastic that the second-place team might not be ranked.
Absolutely.
So why not reserve in this poll where, honestly, 1 through 16, all it really matters. They don't need 25 teams. But since they're going to 25, I think they should be required to put – a team in there. If they're not ranked, put them at 25 so we know who would be in that bowl spot.
No, I like
the mystery.
I think it was Stuart Mandel who brought this up, that since the AP expanded from 15 teams to 25 teams,
mm-hmm.
There were so many teams, and now since the AP top 25 was in existence, there have been, I think, what is it? Another 40 or 50 teams that have jumped up to FBS. And so he says, why not just rank a top 30?
There's that as well. But, I mean, in this point, if it's – because this poll is very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so – and I'm still
– why the hell
and also
ranked?
I'm still questioning, because the way the guys, Jason Kirk and the guys, put together the college football team here at SB Nation, they just put through – if you look at our post, they will have Ole Miss as the team in there, and they mention in their article that that's who they put in because there's no Marshall, Boise, CSU.
They didn't put that in the article. They put that in the comments.
Oh, comments. Sorry. But they just figure out – but what's to say they have to take the top teams in a row to be ranked to go to the bowl game? You would assume that would be the case because if they're the best team.
Well, because this is the college football playoff rankings. The reason why they're creating a rankings – is so they can know who to put in.
What do I mean? Why would they put Baylor in over Notre Dame instead, even though Baylor's ranked lower? We're dealing with people who created the BCS here, so I'm not putting anything by them. But back to my point, if this, like we said, this is very important, they need to reserve one spot, or at least tell us who your highest rated team is outside of this out of the group of five, Power Five. Am I wrong in asking for that to be given out?
No, absolutely.
But let me get back to
the point. At least give us a hint. Who is the highest ranked? Just tell us who is the highest ranked.
But that's their point is not to make the bowl thing now, which I get. But let me get back to my point where we kind of got off topic in a good way this time with the Georgia Southern detail. But what I was getting at, if ECU – I think the American's pretty much out of it unless there's some chaos and ECU still gets in at 10-2. American's gone. The MAC, sorry guys, at Hustle Belt. Nobody's getting in with three losses. Even Northern Illinois at 12-2 or 11-2. highly unlikely. Just, I probably put NIU fifth. If I had to put a team, I'd probably put them fifth. But what I was getting at, Mac's gone. American's gone. It comes down to the Mountain West essentially, but like we said, CSU can go 11-1 and be ranked number 18 in any poll, whatever it may be, top 20, get shut out because they don't win the league because that loss to Boise State in week two. What happens if Boise State goes to the title game as expected, meets Nevada? Yes, Boise's hosting, but we've seen how these teams played. Why? What if Nevada wins the Mountain West? Who gets in then? And I argued, why not a 10-3 Nevada team?
You're assuming that Nevada is going to win out.
Yes, but we've seen crazy things happen, so.
No, absolutely.
But look at Nevada plays. They play at Air Force. We'll get to that game. I'm going to peg them to win. Fresno's been awful, and then at UNLV, they're going to win the rest of the regular season games. They will be sitting at 9-3 and be the West Division champion.
If they're sitting at 10 wins, okay.
But here's my point. You have CSU 11-1, the best team is going to be I can't speak tonight. Overwhelming favorite to be the number one team out of this group of five, but they can't get in. There could be an unranked team like UConn was. I think UConn was not ranked, or were they 8-5 or something? Went to the Fiesta Bowl, get thromped by Oklahoma. They could be sitting 11-1.
They weren't the part of that.
They what?
Oh, yes, they were. Yes, they were. I forgot. Yes, you're right.
They weren't ranked.
I forgot the AAC was actually a part of the BCS.
The Big East, yeah. But that's my point. CSU could be 11-1, sit in the top 20, and not get in because Nevada won the Mountain West.
That's right, yeah.
But who would you take? I know it's hypothetical, and stuff, but it's fun to talk about. Wouldn't it be Nevada, the best choice? Or would you take say Marshall loses and they win their conference and they're sitting at 12-1, say they lose to Rice but still win the Conference USA?
I think at that point I'd take Marshall over.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
I'm just wondering. Should we just get to the games?
I feel like it would have to be an 11-1 or 12-1 Marshall, 11-1 Marshall.
They're not ranked yet.
Or 10-3 Nevada.
Nevada's hot. They're playing well. They beat a Boise State team. Will probably be ranked at that point, I'm assuming, right?
We'd be hoping.
They're getting votes now if they're sitting at 11-2. But let's get to the game. That's a long thought. We got a lot more weeks to discuss, but there could be some craziness coming down to it, and it would be unfortunate if even though people say we hate Boise State, which is not true, but if CSU sits 11-1 and gets left out over these three lost teams, or any team that's not Boise State and the other team has more than two losses, is ridiculous. But let's get to our games here. We have a handful of games. The national slate's pretty nice. We'll know a lot more next week about these rankings, but the slate within the league, it's just okay, right? Am I okay? Am I fine to say that, or do you know? I mean, should we pump it up?
No, you're fine.
But we got Utah State Wyoming. I am very intrigued about that game Friday night. Hey, it's a nice time, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ESPN2 in Laramie, Wyoming.
Is this the Friday night game of the week?
This? It has to be the game of the week, man. I mean, do I get? Yeah, unless you want Air
is
Force.
This a trophy game?
The gun, the rifle.
This is the Winchester rifle.
The rifle game, yes. They made it last year for the first time, the rifle game, I recall. This game, two of the best freshmen. The Mountain West doesn't – the football league doesn't give out a newcomer or freshman of the year, do they?
No. Yes, this is now called the Bridgers Battle.
Yeah, because Fort Bridger.
And the trophy is a 50-caliber mountain Rocky Mountain Hawken rifle. This is easily the best trophy. I'm sorry.
As much as I like Paul Bunyan's axe, or being at the Fremont Cannon, a rifle's pretty sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this game. Do you want to go with the current odds or opening odds? Let's start with that. What's your choice of preference?
Kermit. So that's Utah State minus 6.5.
On the road, we got Kent Myers. Oh, and also, do you notice all the quarterbacks love us on Twitter? Got Lamar Jordan tweeting out of us, Brian Hill tweeting Kyle's memes of the week because he's doing a great job with that. Check it
Brian
out.
Brian Hill's not a quarterback. He's a running back.
Running back. Sorry, young players, I should say. Excuse me. I apologize. Kent Myers likes my tweets. We were talking a little bit online because K. Myers Ballin is an accurate name. So with this game, what was Brian Hill's game an anomaly? Because he's had two good games in a row, 200 in his two starts, over 100 yards on the ground in each game.
Ah, man. I mean, do we have to say it?
Do we have to pick, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 6.5. I'm going to go Utah State because of defense. Oh, and also, hey, we're burying the lead on this. We have official word of Zach and Nick's last name. Did you hear about this?
Yes, Vigil.
Vigil, as we said on the video, the controversy is played to bed, laid to rest. That's what we have. So I don't know if that's a big deal, but we found a video or somebody sent me a video, so we got that taken care of. Why are we still talking about 6 weeks later?
6 weeks later, and you posted the thing, and it's already
commented and shared. Yes.
Enough about it.
I know, we're done. We're moving on. I'm terrible at names. We found that. Once I found that and I was sent to me, I had to have that, okay?
Fine.
I'm just saying it made sense. So.
So you have Kent Myers has been pretty damn good since he started. And Hunter Sharp is, of course, adding to that. But on the other hand, you have Wyoming. And let's just put it this way. So you said Brian Hill has been starting twice now?
Two games in a row. He's now the team's second in rushing already.
So far, he has 71 carries for 452 yards. That's rushing. 6.4. He's got through two games, he's got almost more yards than Sean Wick.
Yeah, he's number two in rushing. He's carrying the – they're giving him the ball. It's like, this is your team because 28-23 handoffs.
How about this? Three receptions for 106 yards.
Yeah.
And zero touchdowns. So he just sets up all the plays. The guy's an absolute beast.
And this is the North Dakota State offense. Somebody put in the comments one of our posts. This is that offense he wants. And this isn't some giant guy. He's 6'1", but only 200 pounds.
This was the Craig Bowl offense we were scared of. This is what I was terrified of. And this is one of those things. Well, okay, you're a freshman. I recruited you. Guess what? He's using him automatically.
And I don't know where he's been. I guess injury to G.J. May. You got to get him in the mix and give him the go. And he lit it up 2 weeks ago, and he did it last week. And I think he'll do okay. But this Utah State defense is by far the best. I will say this is better than the Oregon defense. This is going to be their second best defense they played all year. Michigan State's defense is probably better.
But Brian Hill did not play against Oregon or Wyoming, I do not think. Game log. I'm checking.
One carry.
I'm sorry. He had 8 carries, 14 yards against Oregon. And he had 6 carries for 9 yards. So... okay, he did play against those two teams.
A little bit. Nothing special, but...
is this just him coming alive?
I think so. Freshman, figure out what's going on. He's getting more... they had to get the ball to somebody. And with May out with the ACL, he's next in line because he's getting a handful of carries. That's all it is. His next in line, he's performing better than Sean Wick, who was an okay running back, but nothing spectacular. And if you look at the carries when they played the team, like if you look at the comparison, trying to pull it up now as I'm vamping and moving along. Besides outperforming, in the game versus Colorado State, he was the only running back because Wick, I don't know, I forget if he got hurt, but he had one carry for minus 2 yards. There is 28 carries versus that CSU game, and 30 were done by running backs. Colby Kurtgaard had 8 carries, but that's rushing and running around, getting pushed around, and running for his life. It just came down to opportunity. He's there. I should look this up, but I think Sean Wick must be injured as well because 1 carry last week. But it's his team to run the ball. They're going to give him the ball. They have confidence to give him the ball 25 times a game.
So, and the fact that he's become an option for receiving.
Yeah, he didn't have – I think those weren't that his only 3 receptions all year?
Yep.
And it could have been just the situation possibly.
But you look, okay, DJ May has 8 receptions, 144 yards. Sean Wick has 10 receptions for 6.2 yards. So he's taken on a little bit of both DJ May and Sean Wick. Sean Wick's kind of his screen, but it looks like his acceleration isn't quick enough to before he gets shoved out, 6.2 yards of average per carry or per reception, whereas DJ May obviously has a lot more. This is something where if Brian Hill has enough patience, he can go a long, long way. He could be more type like a Jay Ajayi type receiver.
It's the case, but I'm looking – yeah, he's that good. But part of it, opportunity, but looks like Wick's just injured. That's why, because I looked at their depth chart. They have the redshirt freshman, Joshua Tapscott, behind him. So it's just down to injuries, and that's who they have, and he's performing and doing a heck of a job.
Yeah.
And then we go to Utah State. You got Kenny Myers. Like I said, Kent Myers balling is who his Twitter is. Can he replicate his performance versus Wyoming? He was, 14 of 15, 3 touchdowns, first career start. And this is, again, Utah State's 4th string quarterback. Oh, it looks like Sean Wick, we missed this. Broke his hand, so he's done. I don't know how he missed this. Just something happened, but he broke his hand. But also, did you hear about the unfortunate news about Utah State?
Yep.
Do we need to discuss it at all?
Might as well.
Okay, wide receiver, redshirt freshman, Hayden Wickers. Obviously, I don't think he had much stats this year. He is suspended from the team for good old solicitation.
That's nice.
Not to dive into this, but I've been to Logan, Utah. How's this happening there? That's all I'm saying.
Off in a new car, I guess. I don't.
It says here he is in Logan Police, so it wasn't like he's in Salt Lake, because that happens everywhere. But it just seemed you're on the football team. I don't know. That's all we know about. And that's he's arrested. Citation to Class B misdemeanor in the state of Utah. And he's played in all 9 games this year, 10 passes for 84 yards. So, yeah, that they're down a weapon. So it's be smarter, dude. What are you doing? Right?
Right.
So, but as to my question, is can Ken Myers improve off of last week or, well?
I think he's going to take a step back just because Wyoming is not Hawaii.
Good point. Wyoming has toughness. They don't give up.
But Hawaii beat Wyoming. Yes, they did.
Ah, then there's this.
Time, that was Hawaii at home, and I feel like Wyoming is a slightly different team than who played Hawaii a few weeks ago.
It's just at home. For Wyoming, but Hunter Sharp, JoJo Natson, Bruce, what's his name? Bruce, the other wide receiver, Bruce, right? And again, I'm terrible with names here. I want to say it now. Ronald Butler, sorry, that's what I meant to. I don't know why I'm saying Bruce. There's nobody named Bruce in the starting lineup on Utah State's offense.
Ronald, how do you get
– I don't know how I'm getting that. I have no idea how I'm getting that. But he's done pretty well. And also, it's interesting, the running back situation, we had LaJuan Hunt – was it LaJuan Hunter last week?
Mm-hmm. LaJuan Hunt.
Hunt. Gee, I'm awful tonight. This is my second show recording, so give me a break. He's not on the depth chart for running back. You got Joe Hill and Rashad Hall. It doesn't mean he may not play, doesn't mean Nick Vigil will get carries, but my most interesting thing, honestly, if Utah State's quarterback, Ken Ballin, Ken Myers there, can actually do reasonably close to what he did last week. So, who are you taking?
Early stupid upset pick of the week. I'm picking Wyoming here.
Outright?
Well, at least to cover the spread.
I got to ask. I gotta
not
ask.
Just cover the spread, but I'm going outright.
I'm going Aggies. Defense is too good. And defense is too good. That's what I got. And Kent Myers will do enough. And question, there's a – not hypothetical, but as our meme generator, Kyle Duffy mentioned, is it Chucky who or Chuck next – or what do you put, Chucky Jr.? Isn't that what he put on there?
I'm putting it Chucky Jr. for now.
Me too, because it's disrespectful to say who's Chucky Keaton when he's the guy to actually help your team. If you recall, six years ago,
who essentially defined Utah State football for 3 years, 4 years.
6 years ago, Utah State was as bad as New Mexico State. I could say 5 years ago, the year before Chucky Keaton came, they were awful. They were lucky to win two games a year. They were the team that would had to play the likes of Auburn, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Texas and non-conference just to have enough money all on the road to make their athletic budget. So. A few bowl games later, Heisman candidates, Dark Horse in the mix. Their head coach is at Wisconsin formerly, so now they're doing pretty good. But Aggies, to win but not cover, the long-winded answer. Is that good enough for you?
So you're picking Wyoming again.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I guess I am. Yes, you're right. I'm picking Wyoming to cover. Okay, that didn't come out how I wanted it to be, but that's what we got. Moving on to Saturday, we got five games, and I think we've already talked for a while, so let's get rapid on this, okay? Air Force at UNLV. Should I just say I'm never taking UNLV because I don't trust them? So I got Air Force covering and winning by six. Are you going to be at this game? That's the big question people want to know.
I'd like to.
So you have a preoccupied commitment?
Let's just put it this way. It might be coming at close between one and one.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. That's fair. So maybe not. Would you go at halftime if you see the game's close, if you're able to do so?
Yes.
Okay. Good answer. That's what I want to see. But Air Force, they're on a roll, 6-2. Just got the Commander-in-Chief trophy going to UNLV. What do you see in this game? Because you kind of liked what UNLV did last week since they beat New Mexico.
Yeah, they
kept it. No, wait. Sorry. Excuse me. New Mexico beat them, right?
Mexico did beat them.
Sorry, they won by field goal. I apologize. But
in UNLV's defense, they figured out the triple option. Took them a half to do it, but they finally figured it out.
That is a good point because New Mexico runs a variation of that run-based attack, triple option, pistol, multi-back set each play.
Right, so what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing that UNLV is going to slow down Air Force's offense, similar to how Army slowed it down last week. But Air Force's defense is just dominant. And I don't think Decker...
Still hammer!
I don't think Decker or Shaquille Murray Lawrence or Keith Whiteley...
Boyd
can just get past Air Force. So I think, I'm picking Air Force to win here. But I would probably go under the over-under here. I'm thinking...
55.
Over under is 55.
Interesting.
That's way too much. I'm thinking this. I think it's going to be closer. I think it's probably going to be. I'll say it's probably going to be like another 28-14.
You think it'll be that low?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think 55 does seem low because UNLV struggles to score points. I could see it being like 30-10, like a blowout, but keep it under there. Because 55, that's still a lot of points. So I could see 28-10 in favor of Air Force winning big with Jacoby Owens having a pretty good game. But your point is well made, well noted, and a good point too, that UNLV second week in a row plays another triple option attack team.
Yeah, they've had a week to prepare.
Maybe I'll go closer, but I still think they'll cover. I think I've already said that I'm never picking the Rebels again, at least for the time being. But maybe I'll go 20-10, something close. But I think you're right on the money a little bit. But with it being a reasonably close game, Should we move on? Or anything else we got to add to this game?
Do we have anything to add about San Diego State, Idaho?
It's on San Diego Channel 5.
You mean Channel 4?
Channel 4, sorry. I'm not in Southern California.
Which means it's going to be on Cox 96 in Las Vegas.
Well, it's also on Root Sports, too. So it's just being syndicated on those local channels because Root Sports is nice like that. Is there anything you want to see Pumphrey bounce back? I just want to see the Aztecs roll because it's a 20-point favorite.
And this is Idaho.
Are you taking the points or not?
Yes. Are you not? Do you have anything to say about Idaho, period, positive or negative?
I've done no research on this team. I just know they're 1-7. They did beat New Mexico State.
In a game that went back and forth.
Kind of, yeah. I will say this. Their freshman quarterback, Matt Linehan, not too shabby. Yardage-wise, I should say. And part of that, maybe I'll rephrase that because
You want to go yardage-wise and not go touchdown-interception ratio?
I saw that too. I wasn't all going there. I was saying that until he only threw 5 passes. Maybe this is why they beat New Mexico State. They allowed him to throw it only 5 times. He was a monstrous 5-of-5 versus the Lobo or the Aggies there.
Look at this. So just between all of Idaho's rushing teams.
Yeah.
So they've got 6 people who have rushed the ball so far.
Okay.
Between all 6, it's 1,081 yards so far.
That's not good.
That's an average of 3.4.
That's not good.
No.
Aztecs should win and dominate, and they need a – Aztecs need a blow. They'll win 40-10, and that's – I want to see a good game by the quarterback. I want to see Ruffin get back in the game to play well since he's been out and didn't do well last week.
Wait. I'm going to go for one more step because last year – Idaho had one of the best punting teams in the nation.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. I'm trying to see here. Where is Idaho? Idaho is actually sitting at 69. They've only punted the ball 36 times.
Well, when you're down by so many points, you go for it on fourth down. That's the reason why.
Scott Harding actually has slowed his pace. I'm pretty sure he will not make the 100. He will not make the NCAA record.
Oh, Ryan Daniel will be so upset about that.
Right. He's at 61 punts right now. Eastern Michigan, though, whoever is the Eastern Michigan punter, is sitting at 65 punts. And Maryland is at 64. How is Maryland at 64 punts?
It's Maryland. Crab cakes.
Big Ten football.
Yeah, Big Ten. B-I-G. U-1-G.
U-1-G.
Next game, Boise State at New Mexico.
I didn't get your pick. Did San Diego State cover
it? Yeah, 40-10.
Okay.
Did you see – what was that?
Had to make sure.
Yeah, 6:30 Eastern. It's on Root Sports. What channel is Air Force UNLV? Is that also a Root Sports game?
Yes, I think it is.
Let me check my press release from good old Javin from the Mountain West.
Jevin?
Yeah, sorry. I had an email from somebody else with a similar name. First couple letters. Where is my email here? Do I not have my email? Did I delete it already?
He's probably listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah, let us know. Send me a text. No kidding. Oh, it's actually Air Force UNLV's Campus Insider game.
So it's going to be on the Mountain West Network.
The internet. So if you have a streaming device, that's the only way you got to get that game. So that's 3 Eastern, 4 Eastern, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific there. Next game, Boise at New Mexico. CBS Sports Network there, folks. 5 p.m. Mountain local time, 7 Eastern. What's that, 1 in Hawaii, 1 p.m. Hawaii time. So did you see Brian Harsin's backhanded compliment to New Mexico's rushing offense?
I did, but I forgot what it was.
New Mexico's a really good team if you can't defend a run.
He's not wrong.
He's not, but it's just kind of funny a little bit. Right?
Yep.
I'm not wrong either for thinking that's funny. So.
I found that hilarious.
So That's true. We got Lamar Jordan in the game because Cole Gauchy's let's just say he's done for the year with a foot injury. It's not official, but our good man Rod Carrion was listening to local radio in Albuquerque, and they reported, or Bob Davey came on, said it's highly unlikely he'll be seen playing time this year due to a foot injury he sustained in last week's game versus UNLV.
So here's the thing about Boise State. They've already faced a triple option team, of which they lost against.
Ooh, controversy.
Controversy. Not so much.
No, not so much. That was a defensive show letdown. Or overplay by the Falcons.
Yeah, it really wasn't that much of a defensive letdown because Air Force only, like I say, only. Air Force only rushed the ball for 287 yards.
I meant to say defensive showdown for Air Force. Compliment the Air Force defense. I slipped to the tongue right there, which, as you know, I do that five times a show, folks, so deal with it.
No, don't deal with it.
No, get better, right?
Yeah.
I will. I've had a long day, sorry. But continue your thought about this triple option attack that's not really going to threaten Boise State.
Well, I guess Boise State held them to the average, but I think New Mexico's overall, it's a worse team than Air Force.
Yeah, of course, naturally.
And we know that UNLV was able to slow New Mexico down somewhat, and even with the Lamar Jordan starting at quarterback for New Mexico, he only went 2 for 7 for only 5 yards.
That was surprising.
Against UNLV. The secondaries are going to eat Lamar Jordan up.
You think so?
Well, like I said, if he could only do that against UNLV, what is he going to do against, you know, when he has Jeremy Iolani and, you know, somebody else running down his throat?
I think he'll be okay. Maybe I'm overstating because I like Lamar Jordan a lot. I think him, he'll be fine. Well, it's Boise State, so defense, he won't be fine, actually. Let me rephrase that. This will be a tough challenge for him to get the ball. I think he'll do better running the ball than passing the ball. But here's the thing. Remember, Boise State, was it 2 years ago when Cole Gauchy was a true freshman? There was that big second half comeback. And Boise State, right, they blew a big lead against New Mexico, and it was at New Mexico.
Right. Well, Boise State also has learned to not
do that.
So many points, except for even Colorado State. Colorado State made the second half comeback, but to still lose by 14.
And Southern Nevada. Okay, so let's just get down to it. Assuming Boise State holds on to the ball with J.H.I.E., they have
Jeremy McNichols.
Yeah, McNichols, whoever they're going to throw the ball to, it's going to catch the ball. Williams Rhodes or whatever they're going to do with the two tight end or halfback passes they'll do a game, which we know are coming. Do you expect them to win by 3 touchdowns?
Doesn't say 3 touchdowns here. It says 18 points.
Oh, close enough.
I'll take the 18. Yeah.
I want to see. Yeah, I agree. Boise State's been playing quite well of late. Well, yeah, they dominated BYU. Fresno was okay. I'll go with the 21 points. I think they won a game where
it's 18.
They haven't had a real good defensive outing since they just shut down Louisiana Lafayette. Their defense hasn't been as good as we think they should be. Yeah, you lose to Marcus Lawrence and guys like that last year. I want to see them hold New Mexico to, like, New Mexico probably will get at least 200 yards on the ground just because they will, because they run so often. But I want to see them hold them to, like, under 2 touchdowns. So I want to see, like, I'm going to say a 30-10, something in that range, Boise State win.
I think it's going to be a little bit higher. I think Boise State might hit the 50 burger on New Mexico.
Do you look at the 50?
Yeah, but in the meantime, they'll give up probably 28-30.
Okay. Same point differential. But I'm thinking low scoring a little bit because time possession that Boise will have to deal with against New Mexico. So, next game, Hawaii at Colorado State. This is the first time the Rams are on an ESPN channel. Does that make a difference in their playoff positioning?
It might, especially if it's a 7 p.m. Eastern time game.
Hey, it's not midnight. People can watch them.
So So that means no Robert Kekaula.
Does he do the radio? No, he does not. Bobby Rainey does the radio broadcast. So Hawaii at CSU. I like here on ESPN Pick Center, there's no line listed. Do you see that?
What?
There's no. I'm looking at ESPN real quick. There's no line listed.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, it's. Let me check the current line. When I first put my post up, it was 17.5 points. Let me take a quick look and see here under the new odds from Oddshark here. Do you think that initial line was accurate? It's off the board? Interesting. I think it is because I'm at Oddsharks at open at 17. Nothing else is listed. Let me check one more location. This is quite interesting here. Why would, if it is off the board, why would that be the case? Has there any been breaking news we've missed and haven't been paying attention to this week?
I don't know.
Let's find out here. Hold on. Let me. Now my VegasInsider.com, it still shows at 17.5. Okay, we'll just go with that then. All right, that makes sense, right? Well, good enough for you?
Yep, I'll still take it.
You'll still take even with Scott Harding. Should they just put him at quarterback for the Rams?
Is there any reason not to?
You got a Woosley there. Is that a thing, a Woosley?
Look, there's no backup quarterback for Hawaii right now. Might as well put Scott Harding, right?
He played Australian rules football, man. Give him the ball. No, Colorado State should win. They should win big. And this is a game where it's not super late in the evening. ESPN, yeah, it's not ESPN. People get the channel. They'll tune into the game. I think there is some – I legitimately think there is some interest to Colorado State and how they're playing. Do you think that McElwain want to do a blow, kind of blow them out and just kind of run up the points a little bit? Or does he just wants to win and get out of there?
He probably wants to give himself, you know, more of a case for why Colorado State should be in consideration for that top spot, even though they're not in control of their destiny.
Okay, and then there was that's a good point, and I'm wondering if it's off the board, if that's technically right, because Garrett Grayson, if you watch that game, like I said in the recap, he was on one foot and couldn't move. But according to earlier today to the Coloradoan by Kelly Lyle, Grayson was doing bootlegs, rollouts, looked perfectly fine running the ball. And McElwain's quoted as saying he was actually good. In fact, he ran bootlegs, we run, and he looked pretty good doing it. So no limitations. And then Higgins, he had this – maybe this is an issue, the injury stuff. Higgins is back to – he didn't participate, but they're still expecting him to play. Should they – okay, here's the only question that really matters. Should Higgins play if he's banged up?
No. No, you know my opinion on that.
He should play?
Absolutely not. No, he should not be
playing. Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed with that negative there. Okay. Because they have a bye week as well.
No.
In New Mexico.
He should not be getting anywhere near.
Okay, because what it kind of mentions here, that he was recovering faster than expected from injury to his left shoulder, which he suffered in the fourth quarter and went over San Jose State. He didn't practice. And then McElwain saying he actually is a lot further along than we anticipated, so that's good news. It looks pretty good. If there's any issue, I know he's the nation's leading receiver. He has a chance to win the Blitkanoff Award. But he's not going to win that award because he plays the Mountain West, and they don't care about this league anymore or any other league, of that matter, of this type. American.
I think you're being down a little bit on that.
You think I am? I'm reading too much into it?
Yeah, you're talking about awards here. You're not talking about the playoff.
Okay, gotcha. Hopefully that's the case.
All open for anybody, regardless.
Well, here's the thing: Devontae Adams got nowhere near to win that award. He was clearly the best wide receiver. I think he got like 26 touchdowns.
Yeah, but I think without Rashard Higgins, Colorado State would be nowhere near where they are right now. I think Devontae Adams. You still have Isaiah Verse. And Josh Harper.
True. And this guy named Derek Carr, right?
Right, and this guy named
All right, so I think we agree Higgins shouldn't play. And CSU should just wipe the floor with Hawaii, because Hawaii, Stephen Lakaloka hasn't been playing very well, and he's like their only, he's their only offensive threat, really.
Right.
And he, what did he do versus Utah State? I don't think he did very much. So, if assuming this line's still 17, would you predict them to win by more than that amount?
Yes.
All right, let's move on. More games. We are wrapping up this show here on a late Tuesday. Sorry. Rivalry game. I guess I didn't realize this is a rivalry game. San Jose State at
Fresno. Are you serious? You didn't realize this was a rivalry game?
Not really. I did not know.
Let's see. Two state California state schools.
Within a couple hundred miles.
Relative proximity, close geographic proximity to each other.
And I guess if you look at last year's shootout, which I'm safe to say that's not going to happen again, then point-wise, the 20 touchdowns in that game produced last year to knock out Derek Carr and the Bulldogs, to a BCS game.
So what's interesting is Fresno State has a 1 point – is favored by 1 point in this game.
Head scratcher, and that actually opened as I think as a 4.5 for Fresno State. How are they favored?
Hey.
Can you answer that for me? Seriously, how are they favored?
Home team advantage?
But how are they favored by 4 points when it opened?
I don't know.
You don't have your secret super source in Vegas there?
No, because when it's come to this area, it's extremely annoying.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
so, yeah, Joe Gray. What are they doing at quarterback? Are they going to slip back and forth? What's the deal?
Quarterback offense.
Have you submitted? Have you heard back from our T-shirt idea?
I have not.
I'm hoping that comes through because that would be amazing, right?
It needs to.
The quarterback. Hey, Joel, let us approve that. If you're listening, which you're not.
You can email him yourself.
I could email him because that's a better way than me yelling through the podcast to listen to our show. Wow. There's no mention on the Fresno State website or at the Bulldog Blitz or the Fresno Bee about quarterback situation. So, what should they do at quarterback? Should they need to just leave like Greenlee play? Because I'm not happy to be right about this, but. My prediction might be wrong of them going to a bowl game. They're 3-5. Were they 3-5 at the moment? Or are they 3-6?
You mean your prediction might be right in them not going to a bowl game?
No, it might be wrong. Because I changed from conference title participant, which is a smart choice now, to stay my – well, I said they'd struggle to get to 6-6.
Guess what? They're struggling to get to 6-6. They have to win out.
San Jose State – at Nevada, Hawaii. Sorry, they're going 5-7, maybe 4-8.
And it all starts with this game.
Can they? Joe Gray's looking pretty good. Tyler Irving's looking good. San Jose State has a very good secondary. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Oh, I thought you said something there. But they can't throw the ball. So with the secondary that's there for San Jose State, there's
Martinez Waller has to save Fresno State in this game.
He's the only option they have. Sorry,
and the good news about that is San Jose State can't stop the run.
You're right. That's the way they're going to win. They need to run the ball.
But then again, Fresno State secondary can't stop the pass. This might be a 20 touchdown shoot.
And running, passing and running?
Yeah.
I want to check out San Jose State's pass defense. Oh, they're above 100 yards given up per game now. They're at like 80 something, but they've given up 114 per game on average. Partly because
they haven't gone up against Fresno State's offense.
Sure, could they dip down below 100 again? You think?
Not in this one. Actually, maybe in this one.
Look. I wouldn't be surprised. Look what they did. What did Fresno State do last week versus Wyoming between two quarterbacks? They combined for 100 yards, maybe? Brian Burrell and Zach Greenlee?
You really want me to look up the stats?
I got them right now. I'm actually pulling up because that's interesting to me. Oh, they got 194 yards for Burrell and 55 for Zach Greenlee. So, maybe?
Maybe. There might be a chance there.
they probably need to get down to about 80 to get below the 100-yard mark. But like I said a lot, even though – look at the, think of this stat right here. Colorado State allowed – or excuse me. Yeah, CSU passed or completed 78% of their passes against San Jose State's defense. That increased San Jose State's pass defense for opposing quarterback completion. It brought it up to only 53.8% after a team completed nearly 80% of their passes. Pretty remarkable, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Joe Gray throwing the ball, Tyler Irvin, or running throwing the ball to Winston Irvin running the ball. I think you're right. If they give it to Marquise Waller for the Fresno State team there and the rival. Wait, first off, what's the trophy involved? We didn't discuss that. Do you know?
Let's see. Oil can?
Is that San Diego State?
Was San Diego State, Fresno State.
That's San Diego State.
Milk can is Fresno State, Boise State. I know there's a trophy there.
And also, are you looking at Tyler Irvin, still the starting running back, so I guess Jared Lawson's still suspended. And then the quarterback situation on the depth chart. Oh, my goodness. Can you take a guess?
No.
You don't want to guess or you don't care to guess?
Either.
That's a good bet. You're a smart man. It's a duel or Zach Greenlee or Brian Brown. Stick with a quarterback. Do something. Stick with one guy, right? Is that too hard?
Apparently for Tim DeRuiter, it is.
Is it him or is it Dave Schramm, their OC?
If Dave Schramm is still making decisions, he should not be.
Ultimate decision.
I found the trophy.
What is it?
It is called the Valley Cup.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of disappointing. What's it look like?
It's a giant metal V. And so it's actually kind of cool. Okay, so let me describe
it. So it's a giant metal V, right? And half the V is like computer silicon looking, and the other half of the V is actually like wine, grapevine looking. Here, I'll show you the picture right now. Here, I'm sending it.
I'm looking up right now. Send it to me. I'm looking around here. And as for this rivalry, I guess it was dominated by Fresno forever. You know.
Let's check your chat.
Okay. Fresno State is the last two games. Last year, this year, this year, this year, this year.
Hello? Well, folks, it looks like Jeremy muted himself.
I honestly don't know how I did that. I never opened this page. Okay. I never opened the mute page, so that's what I was saying is that there's some stuff I said that trophy's much better than that corn trophy from Iowa and Nebraska, right?
That's not Iowa and Nebraska, that's Iowa State. What? The Cyhawk trophy.
Whatever, some Midwest team I don't care about.
Yeah, no, this is actually a kind of cool trophy.
That's interesting. It's no rifle.
It is a rifle. It's a geographic
rifle. The Bridger rifle.
Oh, it's not a rifle. No, absolutely.
Yeah, nothing can top that. So let's get to our picture. Who do you got?
I got San Jose State.
I closed the line. What was the line on this game?
The -1, Fresno State.
Spartans are going to win, and they're going to win big. It's going to be Tyler Irvin having about 172 yards rushing on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Is that specific enough for you folks?
I think it is.
All right. Do we have anything else to go on the show? Because I'm done here. I'm exhausted this evening.
No, except we agreed on our picks.
We did?
Yeah.
Wait, no, we didn't.
No. Yeah, we did. We completely did.
You pretty well. Here's we do differ on Wyoming because not in the spread, but you.
No, I'm going for against the spread for our infograph.
Okay, well that it happens sometimes. Do we need a tiebreaker game of some sort? Not that we keep track of these things.
You want me to find a game for?
I don't know. What's, there's a bunch of big national games. So we pick the best one out of there. Here's
what you do. You go comment on the stupid upset peak thing, and see if you get points this week. And if you get points, that means you win.
Oh, for EDSBS.
Yeah.
I'll figure how to. And can we make that our own T-shirt? Because I think we should.
Man, you'd have to ask financial.
It's a fan post. They have no. That does not represent the community of EDSBS.com.
There are lawyers on the EDSBS commentary.
True, I know that.
Like, they could have their own legal team of EDSBS.
I know. There's a lot of lawyers within the network.
We have all the educators within our network. I'm pretty impressed.
Probably the least educated.
There's a lot of our writers, our educators. Profession.
Okay, well, I will do that. Or should we have people? Let's do this instead. Let's get people to our website. Put in a game you want me and Chris to pick. It can be the most ridiculous line out there. Let us know what it is, and we will do that.
Oh God.
You're breaking up there. Yes, that's what we're doing. Or should they have us pick a Premier League game or Champions League game?
Champions League is tomorrow. We can't.
Something extremely off topic to go in line with the podcast, right?
No, you know what? I like the idea of having a community pick something that we're gonna do.
Let's do that. Put in the comments. Pick if you're still listening at this point, because I think we've gone for a while. Let us know, and me and Chris will comment and pick on the game. Too bad we don't have our guy Jacob, who did our picks a while ago for us. That was pretty convenient, but he's moved on to probably bigger and better things than us screwing around here on a late Tuesday night. But do you have anything else to add besides that?
Nope.
I think we're done. We discussed the playoff. We discussed the games. And, yeah, again, as I'll finish every show now, we are for and against your football team. So everyone have a good night. We'll see you next time.